I love seeing just a glimpse of how God is moving through CCV all across the world. And if you're new to our church, my name's Ashley. I'm the lead pastor here. And let me just start by saying to everyone, from our entire family to yours, we wish you a very Merry Christmas. My prayer for all of you is that in 2021, CCV would be a regular part of your weekend. We really believe this is a place where your life will change for the better. And that's especially true if you have kids or students. We have one of the best kids and student programs in the entire country. It's really fun, relevant, and we think it will be one of the most positive environments your kids will experience all week long. And let's be honest, some of our kids need some positivity these days. But I thought tonight I'd start the Christmas message by taking you back to one of my most vivid childhood memories. I'm a native of Arizona, and when I was around the age of 10, I went with a group of about 15 other boys and a leader to hike into a cave in southern Arizona called Coronado Cave. I'd never been to a cave like this before. It was 600 feet deep, 70 feet wide. It's one of the last remaining underdeveloped caves in all of Arizona. And you can only imagine the excitement we had as young boys. I mean, we're going to explore a cave. It's cold. It's dark. We get to have our flashlights. We're looking for bats. We're pretending like we found a bat. We didn't see any bats. But as we hiked to the very back of the cave, our leader stopped, and he did something that I didn't see coming. He gathered all of us together. He got really quiet, and I can still picture it like it was yesterday. He said, "I want to do an exercise." He said, "On the count of three, I want all of you to turn off your flashlights, and I do not want you to turn them back on until I tell you." Well, when he said that, that sounded pretty fun. We were pretty excited. I mean, we're boys. It's not like I hadn't been in the dark before. I mean, I'd been in my room late at night, even outside late at night. What I didn't realize is that every darkness I'd experienced up to that point in my life actually still had a little hint of light, whether from the moon or the stars peeking through the window or a night light or light sneaking under the door. But this was different. 3, 2, 1. All of us turned out our lights. And we just sat there for minutes in complete darkness and silence. And to this day, I can still tell you vividly what I felt. In the absence of all light, I began to feel very anxious, afraid, had this eerie sense of emptiness inside me and around me. But maybe the best word to describe what I felt in that cave, hopeless. And as our leader that day began to talk to us about what darkness feels like, what it does to you, what I learned that day is this: in the absence of all light, it's impossible to have hope. Can I say that again for someone here today? In the absence of all light, it's impossible to have hope. And if right now you could experience the kind of darkness that I felt in that cave, I can almost guarantee you that you'd feel the same. And I know what some of you are thinking right now. I don't need a cave to feel what you felt. Because that's exactly what this last year has felt like to me. It's actually something most of us have in common, believe it or not. This past year has been so dark for so many of us. Some of you lost a job, a relationship, or a marriage, an opportunity, or even a dream. Your financial security has been shaken. Your mental health has been shattered in many ways. And for some of you, you've turned to some pretty destructive habits and patterns. For a few of us here today, in the midst of all this year through at us, you also lost a loved one. And I want to say I'm sorry. I think when you lose a loved one around Christmas, you can feel about as empty as anything you can remember. And for you kids and students, come on. I mean, online school's been brutal. Camp was canceled. The sport you poured your life into has been taken away. Your anxiety's gotten really bad. And for those of you that graduated, everyone told you college is going to be the best years of your life. And you're still wondering what in the world they're talking about. What this year has been like for so many of us, it's like being in a cave and someone turned the light off in your life. And what you know intuitively is that without some sort of light, it's impossible to have hope. And yet today, I want to remind you where we find our hope. 700 years before the very first Christmas, a man named Isaiah said this about the birth of Jesus. Isaiah 9:2, the people who walk in the darkness, and that's a lot of us, will see a great light. And for those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. And then just a few verses later, he says, and unto us, a child is born. He's talking about Jesus. See, when Jesus was born, God gave him to us to be our true source of light and hope. I mean, just think about the Christmas story. When the wise men were in the dark trying to find Jesus, what guided them? A bright light in the sky. When the angels announced Jesus to the shepherds who were the lowest outcasts in society, what happened? A bright light shone all around them into their darkness. And when Paul, who killed Christians, finally experienced the risen Jesus, what happened? He was struck with a bright light. And if you hear nothing else this Christmas, please hear this. Jesus can shine a light even into the darkest parts of your life. That is the gift of Christmas. Jesus said it this way about himself, John 8:12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The promise of Jesus is you don't ever have to walk in the darkness again. So if your world seems dark right now, could it be that you're relying on something other than Jesus to provide you light? I mean, what is it this past year that you've turned to help bring you light? I mean, you've had to turn to something in a really dark year. The question is, what you turn to for light, is it working? Is it lighting up your life? Let me tell you where a lot of people turn. Maybe this is you. A lot of people turn to just more money, a better career, a newer, improved relationship. If your marriage just got better, that would solve everything. Some start to focus on their image. Maybe this is you, how you look, what you weigh, or even solving your anxiety or depression. And often when none of those work, you know where we turn next? Well, then we try to numb ourselves with a substance, a drug, or something sexual. But could it be that the root cause of the darkness you feel, your lack of hope, isn't your circumstances? A lack of money, a failed relationship, or even the presence of anxiety? Could it be your darkness is simply the absence of Jesus? Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Whoever has me will never walk in darkness again, ever. It sounds so simple, doesn't it? Jesus is the one thing that can light up your life. It's almost too simple for some of you, almost like you think finding hope and finding light should be really hard, like a tough math equation. But can I ask, why would God make it so hard to give you hope, to give you light? What if God has you here today to finally get your attention that you'll never find hope and light until you turn your life over to Jesus? The Son of God, sent by God to live a perfect life here on earth, to die on a cross for your sins, no matter how bad you've messed up, so that if you would place your faith and trust in him, you would be truly forgiven and find hope. You'd finally have peace. And the best news of all is you don't have to do anything to earn this gift. You can only accept it freely as God wanted to give it to you. It's a free gift. Some people think, because I've heard this, well, if I turned to Jesus, I mean, even if I started coming to church, I mean, I think the walls would fall down, lightning would probably strike, or I mean, if I walked into a church building, I'd probably catch on fire. Any of you ever said that? Come on, you know who you are. Do you really believe that? I mean, you're here now, it hasn't happened, right? I talked to a woman named Colleen on our Midtown campus this past week, and she said she felt this way the very first time she came to CCV because she had a very dark past. But Jesus specializes in lighting up the darkest of pasts, no matter what you've done. I've also heard people say, well, I just don't have time for church. Okay, but how much time do you have to sit in the dark? Haven't you already wasted enough time there? So this Christmas, as you think about 2021, which all of us hope to be a new, fresh start, why not commit to being at CCV every weekend, a place you can find hope, because we're a church focused on the source of all hope, Jesus. I want you here every weekend. I want to challenge you to commit to that. I'd personally love to see you, to meet you. Our staff wants to meet you, and I can promise you this, you will be welcomed with open arms. But let me talk for just a minute to those of you that this is your home church, and you are here on a regular basis, every weekend. The question I have for you to think about in 2021 is this. Sure, you have the light of Jesus, but is the light shining through you the way that it could, the way that it should, at your school, your workplace, and your relationships at home? Could you imagine what our city would look like if just those of us that called CCV home went out and we were the brightest lights in our city, a city that desperately needs hope this next year? Could you imagine what that would be like? I want all of us to experience just a taste of what that would look like this Christmas. You should have received one of these candles today. And in just a moment, our volunteers are going to light a candle at the end of every row. And as the light comes to you, I want you to simply turn and light the person's candle next to you. It's an example of how God designed you to live, lighting other people's lives up. While we do this, we're going to sing one of my favorite Christmas songs, Silent Night. And as you sing, I want you to pay attention to the line at the end of the third verse that says, "Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light. Radiant beams from thy holy face with the dawn of redeeming grace." What are we singing about? It's a picture of Jesus lighting up your life. Isn't it inspiring to see so many lights around you? It's a picture of what I think God wants to use our church to do in our city. It's why we continue to do things like our Press On campaign. And just to update you, over 2,500 people have now reached out for help, and they're getting help with their mental health. And to date, CCV, you've raised over $1.5 million to help cover the cost of counseling for those people. That's shining a bright light. But some of you still wonder. You wonder if it's even possible to make a difference in our city. You think our world, you think our city, maybe is just too dark now. Okay, but remember, the light shines brightest in the darkness. Some of you might say, but Ashley, what's the point? I mean, people have their eyes closed to Jesus. I mean, even if I shine my light, they won't even see it. Their eyes are closed. But I want to show you something today. I want you to do what I did in that cave all those years ago. Every person holding your candle, no peeking, I'm going to count down from three, and I want every person for you to close your eyes. And I don't want you to open them until I tell you. You ready? 3, 2, 1, every eye closed. No one looking around. You have your eyes closed, but isn't it amazing? You can still sense the light around you. Your light and the light of those around you, you can still feel the light's presence. You can feel its warmth. Do you feel it? See, even if the world isn't looking for Jesus, even if they have their eyes closed, if we would shine our lights, people can't help but notice and feel the love of God. Go ahead and open your eyes. I want you to hold your light up for just a moment for everyone to see. Isn't it good to see the power of light all around you, especially when all of us are involved? See, God doesn't light up your life so you could keep it to yourself. He lights up your life so you can share it with others. That's what our city needs. And it's your challenge for 2021. And to close out today, I want to pray a prayer of blessing over you and our city for this next year. Let's pray. God, you know that this has been a year that's been really dark for so many people. And I want to pray for the man or woman here today that's hurting. Would you show them today that you can be their source of light and hope? And I pray that they would commit to you in 2021, that you can give them a new, refreshing, hope-filled year. And Father, I also want to pray for our church. Would you show all of us that we need to take responsibility for shining our lights this next year for everyone around us to see? And we celebrate and thank you this Christmas for the gift of Jesus, the light of the world. It's in his name we pray. Amen.